Second Chronicles chapter 26, and you will find our motto text for 2014 there in the verse 5. With reference to Uzziah, at the beginning of his reign, we're told that he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And that's our text. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. In the eyes of many historians and Bible scholars, Uzziah was an outstanding and successful king. He reigned for 52 years. Uzziah, king of Judah, certainly accomplished a great deal, as this chapter records. But as we have often heard the saying, it is not how a man begins that matters, but how he ends. Many a Christian has begun as living for the Lord well, but before he has been taken home, he has wandered into bypath meadow. Paul puts it another way, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. 1 Timothy 1 verse 19. And it is indeed a sad fact that many a Christian has made shipwreck of their lives. And those words of Paul describe very well the latter days of Uzziah. If you look at the chapter 26, and down there at verse 15, we read that he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. And then the next verse begins with the word but. Now we come to a contrast. Now we come to a change in Uzziah's life. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. He took it upon himself to act as a priest in the temple. This was forbidden by the Lord. And he was challenged about it, but he did not heed the challenge and went ahead and did what he had planned to do. We are told in verse 19, then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand and burned incense. And while he was wroth with the priests, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. God had dealt with Uzziah. Afflicted him with leprosy. And we read at the end of verse 20 that he was smitten by the Lord And Uzziah the king was a leper until the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, that is, a house kept apart for lepers. This was the king of Judah. And this is how he ended his days, in a house set apart for lepers. For he was cut off from the house of the Lord, and Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. That's how Uzziah ended his days. Remember again, it's not how a man begins that matters, but it is how he ends. And Uzziah's life ended in a very sad state. He ended as a leper, shut up in a leper's house, and could not rule the kingdom as he had done before. What was it that brought about the change? What was it that brought about the decline in Uzziah's life? The answer surely lies in our text for today. Because there we read, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. In other words, when he would stop seeking the Lord, he would no longer prosper. And surely that's what has happened to Uzziah. He no longer was seeking the Lord, and his heart was lifted up, and it was lifted up to his destruction. This is a solemn lesson indeed. And when we look at these words, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. When he stopped seeking the Lord no longer prospered him, but brought him down to destruction. So the lesson here is, let us not stop praying. Because so long as Uzziah sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. That's what we want for our church in 2014. We want the Lord to prosper us. We want the Lord to prosper us primarily spiritually, physically, numerically, and financially. And the lesson from the text is, as long as we seek the Lord, God will make us to prosper. As long as we seek the Lord. May the Lord prosper our work in 2014. He has promised to do so as long as we seek him. And so let us give ourselves to seeking the Lord throughout this year. It has been my longing and my prayer that each year we enter into, that this will be the year of visitation. The year when the Lord visits us in a special way. The year in which the Lord, as it were, breaks through. And we see a move of the Spirit of God in this town and surrounding districts. So let us consider these words in relation to Uzziah. Read the verse again, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. I want us to consider, first of all, Uzziah the person. Uzziah the person, thrust into the position of king upon the death of his father. Uzziah became king of Judah. And having such a responsibility and holding such a high office and position, he certainly needed help. The kind of help and guidance that only the Lord could give him. As Solomon has reminded us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And that's exactly what Uzziah did at the beginning of his reign. Uzziah sought the Lord. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding of the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. In a sense, it's not surprising, apart from what we've already said. He was holding a great and high office. He needed help and guidance to lead his nation. But there surely is another reason why, when he became king, that he sought the Lord. It is found in the meaning of his name. For you see, Uzziah means Jehovah is strong. He would have known the meaning of his name. He would have been familiar that the meaning of his name was Jehovah is strong. And what better way to commence his reign as the king of Judah than to seek the face of the one who is strong? For when he would be weak and weary, fulfilling his duties as king, Jehovah would give him strength. And so we find that Uzziah sought God. This then leads us to consider his beginning. His beginning as king. We're told 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign. Verse 3. Then we read, and he sought God. Verse 5. This is how Uzziah began his reign as king of Judah. He began it by seeking God. He began it by prayer. This is most commendable when we consider, first of all, his youth. We're told that Uzziah was 16 years old when he began to reign. And my, whenever you look at that, it encourages us to see such a young man, just 16 years of age, seeking the Lord in prayer. And today it is a blessing when we see young people show an interest in spiritual matters and when they see the need for prayer. Uzziah certainly showed a great deal of spiritual maturity. And may all of our young people, our children and grandchildren, as they grow up, show this same interest in the things of God and show the same spiritual maturity and be like Uzziah as a 16-year-old. He sought the Lord. You remember what Paul wrote in his letter to Timothy, young Timothy. He said to Timothy, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer. You may only be a young man, but Paul says, be an example of the believer in your youth. In word and conversation and charity and spirit, in faith and purity. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12. And this 16-year-old king was an example of the believer when he saw the face of God at such an early age. As well as his youth, we have his years. We are told that Uzziah reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. So he began his reign with prayer. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. This was a new beginning for Judah. And their king began it with prayer. This day heralds a new beginning for us. It is the first Sabbath day of the new year. It is a new beginning. And we want to follow the example of Uzziah and begin this year with prayer and continue throughout the year in prayer, because we want the Lord to prosper us. To prosper us in the ways that we have already outlined. To prosper us spiritually, first and foremost. To prosper us numerically. To prosper us physically. That the Lord will keep us in good health to serve Him. And to prosper us financially. As indeed He has done in the past. It's a new beginning for us. And that's how Uzziah commenced his reign, his new beginning. He sought the Lord. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. We're all familiar with the old adage. Much prayer, much blessing. Little prayer, little blessing. No prayer, no blessing. So, believer, may we never stop praying throughout this year for the work and the witness of the Lord that God has called us to. So we have noticed a few things about his beginning. Then we look at his behavior. As the Lord did in most occasions when a new king came to the throne in Israel and Judah, God would observe their conduct. If you go back, if you look there at verse 4, first of all, regarding Uzziah, God says, "And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father did." If you go back to chapter 24, Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. Verse 2, "And Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest." Look at chapter 25. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and verse 2 says, "And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart." We'll look at chapter 27. These are just a few examples. And Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign. And verse 2 says, "And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord." Chapter 28 and verse 1. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign. And we are told that he walked in the ways of the kings, or he did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord, like David his father, but he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel. And so it goes on. God observed the conduct of all the kings when they came to the throne. If you look at chapter 33, and there you read about Manasseh, who was the son of Hezekiah, one of the greatest kings Judah ever had. In chapter 33 of 2 Chronicles, Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen. You go to the next chapter, 34. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Now you will notice in all those references that the ages of the kings were given. And you will notice also that it didn't matter what age they were. In the eyes of God, they either did that which was right or that which was evil. You think of it. 7 years old was Joash when he reigned. 8 years old was Josiah. 12 years old was Manasseh. 16 years old was Uzziah when he came to the throne. It didn't matter what age they were. From 7, some of the kings were 25. In the eyes of God, the 7-year-old and the 8-year-old did that which was right or did that which was evil. Now we know that some mothers and fathers do not see any wrong in their children at all. Well, the Lord does. Because we are told that we have all gone astray from the womb. From the day we were born, we have gone astray. And here we read about the 7-year-old king and an 8-year-old king and a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old. And we are told whether or not they did that which was right or evil in the sight of the Lord. And here regarding Uzziah, God says, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. In other words, his conduct, his behavior, his actions were right in the sight of God. Now, coupled with that, God has recorded, and he sought God. In other words, his seeking of God was numbered amongst those things that he did right. And while he did that which was right in seeking the face of God, God made him to prosper. And prayer is one of the many right things that the Christian is to do. As the Lord looks upon us today, he will pass judgment on us, whatever age we are. And he will say, so and so has done right in my eyes, or so and so has done evil in my eyes. And in the eyes of God, Uzziah was doing that which was right when he sought the Lord. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. As long as he was doing right, God made him to prosper. And prayer is one of the many right things, as we have said, that the Christian is to do. The Savior said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Luke 18, verse 1. When one of his disciples asked him one day, Lord, teach us to pray. The Lord responded, not by saying, if you pray, but he responded by saying, when ye pray. In other words, he expected his disciples to be men of prayer. And hasn't he told us, Luke 11, verse 9, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. It is only but right that as Christians we pray and we seek the face of the Lord as Uzziah did. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. So let us as a congregation do that which is right. And seek the Lord, and God will prosper us. Next we have not only his beginning, his behavior, but we also have his burden. The fact that Uzziah sought the Lord at the beginning of his reign is an indication that he had a burden for his people. He had a burden for his land. Why else would he have prayed except he was burdened to pray? If there is no burden for a soul, then that soul will not be prayed for. If the Christian does not have a burden for the nation, then the nation will not be prayed for. If the Christian doesn't have a burden for the work and the witness of the church, then the church will not be prayed for. If the congregation doesn't have a burden for the minister and his preaching, then the minister will not be prayed for. And remember, as long as Uzziah prayed, God made him to prosper. And when we have a burden for someone or something, we do what we were singing about this morning. We take it to the Lord in prayer. Isn't that right? If we have a real, genuine, heavy burden for something or someone, we will pray about it. We will be driven to our knees. We'll ask others to pray. And so when we consider the work of God here and consider our church, we need a burden. A burden that will take us to our knees. A real, genuine, heavy burden for the work of God. And we will be saying, I must pray. I need to pray. It is essential that I pray. Just like Hezekiah, or just like Uzziah. He felt the need. The burden of his duties as king lay heavily upon him. And the need of his subjects. And what had to be done. Therefore he prayed. He had to pray. It was one of the right things that he did. So we have Uzziah the person. Now we want to look at Uzziah and his praying. This young king's praying is described as seeking the Lord. That's where we begin with regard to his praying. His seeking the Lord. To seek the Lord is to pray unto the Lord. In relation to seeking the Lord, there is first of all the preparation. Would you turn, please, to chapter 15 of 2 Chronicles. In chapter 15, and there we read about Asa. And we read in verse 2 of 2 Chronicles 15. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Similar to the words that we have with regard to Uzziah. As long as he sought the Lord made him to prosper. But look at verse 12 of chapter 15. Regarding Asa and his people. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. There's their preparation. They prepared themselves to seek the Lord. They entered into a covenant with God that they were going to seek Him. That by the grace of God they would seek Him with the whole heart. Let us enter into a covenant with God. Let us prepare our hearts also to seek the Lord. To seek the Lord for this church every day throughout this year. At some time, pray for the blessing of God upon the work. Reminding ourselves again of those words. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Not only do you have the preparation, you also have the precept. Staying here in chapter 15, Asa and his people did not believe in coming before the Lord and merely, as it were, saying their prayers. Because again, the verse 12 says, And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. That's the kind of praying that gets answers. They prayed unto the Lord with all of their heart and with all of their soul. And that surely is the way that God expects His people to pray, with all of their heart and with all of their soul. This is the only praying that God will accept. You think of the Savior's own words in Mark chapter 7 and verse 6. The Lord said with regard to the Pharisees, He said, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. You know, believer, we can honor the Lord with our lips in prayer. We can honor the Lord with our lips in our praise. And yet, our hearts not really be in it. This is how we are to pray. With our hearts in it. Because the people in Asa's day sought the Lord with all of their heart, with all of their soul. And then you have the promise. The promise the Lord has given us is that we will never seek Him in vain. That's His promise. You look there again at 2 Chronicles 15 and verse 2. And He went out to meet Uzza and said unto him, Hear ye me, Uzza, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you. While ye be with Him, and if ye seek Him, He will be found of you. There's the promise. But if ye forsake Him, He will forsake you. But the promise is, while you seek Him, you will find Him. If we seek Him with the whole heart. Look at the verse 15 of the same chapter. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought Him with their whole desire. And He was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. The Lord answered their prayers. The Lord kept His promise. If you seek Me, you'll find Me. If you seek Me with all of your desire, all your heart, and all of your soul. But as far as Uzziah was concerned, the Lord said, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. It applies to us also. It applies to us. It'll apply to every Christian. As long as we seek the Lord, God will make us to prosper. As well as His seeking, we have His support. If you look there in our text in verse 5, we read there about Zechariah. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. Now it is not known who this Zechariah was. There are many Zechariahs mentioned in Scripture. But who this Zechariah was is not clear. He was either a prophet or a priest, because we are told he had understandings in the visions of God. In other words, God relayed His will to Zechariah. Whether it was in an open vision or through the spoken word. Either way, he received a communication from heaven. And evidently Zechariah was a great influence in the life of this young king. Because, notice the wording, he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. So Zechariah influenced the 16-year-old king in the matter of praying. You just turn back, please, to chapter 24. And there we read about Joash. 2 Chronicles 24 and verse 1. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Zibiah of Beersheba. And Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. And so we gather from that that Jehoiada the priest had a great influence on this young king. And while Jehoiada the priest was there, and while he was alive, then Joash sought the Lord. And you can read the history of Joash, and you'll discover that when Jehoiada the priest died, that's when Joash went astray. And here we read about Uzziah, that he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. Now I tend to think, since the wording is put this way with regard to Zechariah, I tend to think that when Zechariah received a word from the Lord, he relayed that to Uzziah. And upon receiving a word from this man, Zechariah, then Uzziah was encouraged and prompted to pray on. And isn't that what we need from time to time? Don't we need a word from the Lord just to prompt us? Just to encourage us to pray on? When we slacken off in our praying, we need a word from the Lord to stir us up again, to revive our prayer life, and to pray on. And Uzziah was able to see the fruits of his praying and the fruits of this ministry of Zechariah to him. Because while he prayed, as long as he prayed, he prospered. He prospered. He prayed and he prospered. But when he no longer prayed, he no longer prospered. And we have already seen in our introduction the end of Uzziah's life and what it was like. He stopped praying. We notice also his success. Uzziah's reign as king was one of most successful reigns of any of the kings of Judah. And surely that can be ascribed to the fact that he sought God and prospered. That is how Hezekiah prospered. He was a man who sought God. If you go over to chapter 31. Chapter 31 of 2 Chronicles and verse 20. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. There's it again. In all that he did, he sought his God. He did it with all his heart. And he prospered. There's a word of encouragement for us all. If we want our souls to prosper, then let us seek the Lord. If we want our church to prosper, let us seek the Lord. If we want the gospel to prosper, then let us seek the Lord. We want our families and our homes to prosper. Let us seek the Lord. So the door of spiritual prosperity is the door that opens to the throne of grace. For Uzziah, as long as he prayed, God made him to prosper. In the last place, we deal with Uzziah and his prosperity. Very briefly, while this young man, this young king sought the Lord prospered him. There you have, first of all, his blessing. The Lord prospered him. In other words, the Lord blessed him. Simply what it means. The Lord blessed him, and isn't that the desire of us all? How often do we use the word blessing or blessed in our prayers? We pray that the Lord might bless us, that we might know the blessing of God, and that God's blessing would be poured out upon us. Isn't that what Jacob prayed for? I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Genesis 32 and 26. Isn't that what Jabez prayed for? Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed. 1 Chronicles 4 and 10. These men prayed for the blessing of God. That's what they wanted. Isn't that what we want too? That blessing only comes through prayer. You have his blessings. You have his battles. I notice that the Lord helped Uzziah in all of his battles. If you look at verse 6, and he went forth and warred against the Philistines and brake down the wall of Gath and the wall of Jabneh and the wall of Ashdod and built the cities about Ashdod among the Philistines. Look, and God helped him against the Philistines. And so the Lord helped him in all of his battles because he was a man who sought God. And anyone who's involved in the Lord's work knows what it is to be engaged in a battle, because we all fight the same devil. We all battle against the same satanic forces of hell. And we need the victory. And that victory will only come in our battles when we pray. For as long as he prayed, the Lord made him to prosper. You have his blessings and his battles and his building. In verse 2, he built Eloth. Verse 9, moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem. Verse 10, also he built towers in the desert. And so we can see that when this king came to the throne, he did a lot of building. My, isn't that what we often pray for? Lord, build up this work. Build this work. Strengthen this work. Give the increase here. That will happen. I believe it with all of my heart. That will happen. If we do as Uzziah did at the beginning of his reign, and he sought God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper in his blessings, in his battles, and in his building. May the Lord use his word today as a source of encouragement to seek the Lord with all of our hearts. Let's bow our heads in prayer. O Lord, our God and loving Father, we thank Thee for the encouraging word, that if we seek Thee, we shall find Thee, if we seek Thee with the whole heart, that, Lord, we will never seek Thee in vain, but, Lord, we will always find Thee. And, O Lord, have us to be a people who will seek the Lord, And O gracious God, we look to Thee then to prosper us. Lord, prosper this work. Prosper us, Lord, as we endeavor to serve Thee throughout this year. Lord, prosper us in our building and our blessing and in all our battles. Give us the victory. Write Thy precious word upon the fleshly tables of our hearts. And Lord, make us to be a praying people, a seeking people. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be our abiding portion now and until the day breaks and the shadows all flee away. May Thy hand be upon each one as we travel home and in Thy will return again tonight. The Saviour's dear name we pray. Amen.